So let's get started with the topic, nutrition and supplements for injury recovery. And I think we all kind of have the sense that there should be something we can do during injury that could help us speed up our recovery. But we rarely hear anyone talk about it or write about it. I know, you know, if I've had injuries in the past and I went to physical therapy or chiropractor or ART, they always have some kind of crazy supplements to sell, you know, but there's only one or two. And they always talk about drinking more water and stuff like that. But there's a whole research domain around how to eat and how to supplement effectively to speed up injury recovery, but we just don't hear about it. But I want to start with a story like I do in most of my presentations. I got a text message from the guy on the left up there. You guys may be familiar with him if you follow mixed martial arts or UFC. That's George St. Pierre. He's Canadian and was the welterweight champion. He's on sort of an injury period right now, so they have an interim champion. But he's ranked as one of the top mixed martial artists in the world. And so I got a text from George a couple years back, and this is what it said. My surgery is finally scheduled. It's in 1 week. What's the best way to prepare nutritionally? And actually, I think this was super cool. So George is a really proactive guy with his training, with his nutrition, with his supplements. He's a guy who has it really dialed in, and he leaves no stone unturned in being the best. So it was really cool that he reached out about a week in advance. A lot of times these athletes will like call me the day of, you know what I mean? I see it often, let's say NFL football, for example. Camp starts tomorrow, I have to lose 20 pounds. Get these kind of emails all the time. So the fact that I had 7 days to prepare with George was pretty awesome, okay? And I don't know if you guys, for those of you who follow MMA, if you go back and look at photos of George from around 2008, 2009, and you look specifically at his elbows, okay, they look weird. Like, if you really look at his elbows, they look kind of otherworldly. And they're really big and swollen with all kinds of scar tissue built up on them. And it's basically from years of elbowing dudes in the face, okay? So you get a lot of inflammation and scar tissue buildup. So he was getting surgery to have all that cleaned up and removed. So in this photo, his elbows, they still kind of look a little big, but they're better here. And to me, this is like the perfect sort of model for injury recovery, right? Because it's well controlled. You go in and you get a surgery, which is fundamentally, someone cuts you open and digs around in there. That's an injury process. But we know when it's going to happen. We can anticipate it a week in advance, and then we can actually apply some strategies to help with the recovery. So with George, you know, we did some very specific things that I'm going to talk about today, and we'll talk about the result. But it doesn't have to be a surgery that we can use these strategies for. I mean, it could be just falling on the what we call soccer pitch, right, or football. It could be helping a buddy move. It could be slipping on ice. And while the injury process always feels chaotic, because in these cases it's unexpected, right? You're just walking along, might be a nice day, feeling good about the world, and you slip and something bad happens, and all of a sudden it hurts, and there's inflammation and it feels chaotic. But what we need to recognize is that the injury recovery process is very orderly and organized. The body knows what it's doing and dealing with it, and although it might feel like it sucks to you, there's going to be a predictable process. And I'd like to go over that, not so that you guys are experts on injury repair and, you know, chemotaxis, which is like the movement of chemicals in the body, but just so that you can understand where the targets are. So as we go through this, this is how I want you to think about this. Where are the areas in this recovery process that we feel like nutrition might play the biggest role? So we're just going to look for targets, all right? And just think about that as we go through it. So the first stage in the recovery process is called coagulation, and it lasts between 1 and 2 days post-injury. So let's say you have a surgery, or you fall down and you break something, or you strain a ligament. You have 1 to 2 days of basically coagulating, so stopping the bleeding, okay? Because there's sort of an internal bleed happening. And then up to 5 days post-injury, you have this inflammation phase. And that's where it hurts, right? That's where you see puffy redness and pain. And after that, then we have this migration and proliferation stage, which is the beginning stages of rebuilding and repair. So basically what your body is doing is mopping up the damaged tissue. So it's sending in chemicals to actually remove the debris and then start migrating new cells to that area so they can build up a scaffolding around it. And then eventually remodel the entire site, which is, you know, anywhere from 5 days post-injury to 2 years if it's a bony or hard tissue injury. Okay, soft tissues go a little bit quicker sometimes, and bone takes a little bit longer. You guys know why that might be the case? Yeah, less blood supply. And that's going to become relevant as we go through the conversation today. Okay, you're going to think about that with respect to ligaments, soft tissues, and bone versus muscle, for example, okay, which has a larger blood supply. So as you guys look through this process, let's think about this question, and I'll pose it to you guys, and maybe you can throw out some ideas. We've got coagulation, inflammation, migration, and remodeling. So where do you think nutrition might play a role? What stages, and why? So inflammation phase. So you said omega-3s, for example. Okay, so we already know that things like the dietary fats, or the breakdown of our dietary fats, can impact inflammation in the body. We all have heard this, right? So potentially we could do something around omega-3 fats or the omega-3 to 6 ratio. That's a potentially good target, and we may visit that. Okay, remodeling. We know that if we do damage to our tissues in the gym, let's say through weight training, maybe we do negatives or eccentric training, right? And that causes the most damage. We know that a remodeling process happens. Well, the process is very similar with an injury. It just might be more severe. So anything we might do to create an anabolic state in the body for muscle repair or hypertrophy or growth, we could consider as a viable strategy for injury repair as well. Okay? So that might be another target. So let's look at these in detail.